News RELEASEGOVERNOR Gretchen WHITMERLANSING. Governor Gretchen Whitmer applauded resources sent from Michigan to Florida to assist with hurricane recovery efforts, and announced the state is prepared to send further resources through the Michigan National Guard and Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, MABAS. Helping Floridians during this time of crisis, including the nearly 70,000 Michiganders who split their time between Michigan and Florida. Governor Whitmer has also proactively offered to fulfill supply requests for helicopters, fire trucks, and supporting crew members. Michigan's heart is with Florida residents as they recover from Hurricane Ian, said Governor Whitmer. During difficult times, Michiganders step up. The state of Michigan stands ready to provide relief to Florida and other states predicted to be impacted by Hurricane Ian. I am proud of all the utility workers, Michigan Red Cross, Michigan Humane Society, and countless other volunteers for heading to Florida to tackle the tough work ahead. Utility and energy infrastructure workers. The following utility and energy infrastructure companies have deployed crews to Florida or are on standby to assist surrounding states' recovery efforts. DTE Energy International Transmission Company, ITC. Michigan Municipal Electric Utilities. Traverse City Light and Power. Village of Clinton. Coldwater Board of Public Utilities. Grand Haven Board of Light and Power. Holland Board of Public Works. Lansing Board of Water and Light. Niles Utilities Department. City of Sturgis. Wyandotte Municipal Services. Zeeland Board of Public Works. DTE Energy answered the call for help by releasing 400 line workers to travel to Florida early in the week. These men and women were staged nearby and weathered the hurricane to be ready to begin restoration efforts as soon as it was safe, said Joseph Masalam, vice president of DTE Electric Distribution Operations. We've also alerted aid organizers in Georgia and the Carolinas that we will send additional DTE resources if needed. Our hearts are with the millions affected by this hurricane, and the thousands of utility workers from across the country who will be undertaking this dangerous and critical work. We are proud that several members of the Michigan Municipal Electric Association, MMEA, were able to mobilize quickly to aid in the enormous power restoration efforts resulting from Hurricane Ian, said Katie Abraham, executive director of MMEA. MMEA member municipalities are honored to be asked to assist, and it's such an inspiration to see our utilities come together in great times of need. American Red Cross Michigan Region. The Red Cross Michigan Region currently has over 30 people deployed to disaster relief operations in Florida and sent 5 emergency response vehicles. The Red Cross Michigan Region will send more people as airports reopen to areas where the needs are greatest. In anticipation of Ian's path, the Red Cross established disaster relief operations in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Mississippi, Alabama. Human and material resources are likely to be moved, including responders from Michigan, as the situation evolves. Our hearts go out to everyone impacted by Hurricane Ian's devastation. The American Red Cross and our partners are working around the clock across multiple states to provide help as people in Florida deal with the storm's catastrophic aftermath, and Ian takes aim today at South Carolina with life-threatening flooding, storm surge and hurricane-force winds, said Mary Lynn Foster, Regional Chief Executive Officer, American Red Cross Michigan Region. We've deployed more than 30 volunteers from our Michigan region who are providing care and comfort in shelters and 5 emergency response vehicles that will provide meals and water to people in communities impacted by the storm. We are prepared to provide additional support to our ongoing relief efforts. Michigan Humane. Michigan Humane is the designated state animal response team for the state of Michigan and is the oldest and largest animal welfare organization in Michigan. Michigan Humane deployed 4 certified animal search and rescue responders to the impacted areas of Florida on September 30. The deployed team will be participating in water-related search and rescue efforts. The efforts are being coordinated by the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Michigan Humane is honored to represent the state of Michigan towards our collective efforts to assist those in need in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, said Matt Pepper, Michigan Humane President and CEO. Our animal search and rescue team is among the most highly trained, qualified teams in the nation. People often sacrifice their own health and safety for that of their pets in times like this. Our efforts ensure they don't have to.